Hey everyone, welcome to your Harry Potter Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. I'm Steve Vanderark, creator and editor-in-chief of the Harry Potter Lexicon website. Today we're spending a little bit of time with Chapter 1 of The Order of the Phoenix. From the very beginning, we're introduced to the theme of drought. Rowling writes, "Cars that were usually gleaming stood dusty in their drives, and lawns that were once emerald green lay parched and yellowing, for the use of hose pipes had been banned due to drought." This chapter takes place on the 2nd of August, 1995, and Rowling is spot on with the whole drought thing. In fact, in the summer of 1995, there actually was a pretty severe drought in England, and hosepipe bans were a very real thing. In story terms, the drought mirrors the complete lack of contact Harry has with the wizarding world at that time. He is experiencing an emotional drought, if you will, which sets the tone for the entire book. And why did Rowling inflict this emotional starvation on her main character? Because at the end of book 4, Harry feels like he's at the top of his game. He's a champion, a hero. He's defeated a dragon, proving his worth among students much older than he is. He has learned about his wonderful family, his father, the Quidditch champion, and his mother, who is so loved by everyone. He's a Quidditch sensation himself. He has even faced off against Voldemort and survived. Harry sees himself as becoming what I like to call Superhero Harry, capable of anything, maybe capable of defeating the Dark Lord once and for all. In Book 5, we're going to see all that stripped away. No matter how powerful Superhero Harry might become, he would never be able to stand against Voldemort. He needs to become a different type of hero, one who relies on something other than fighting prowess and his saving people thing, as Hermione calls it. That transformation is what Book 5 is all about. That's it for this Harry Potter Minute, sponsored by Magic Alley. If you love Potter memorabilia, and who doesn't, you can get your wands, scarves, sweets, jewelry, and more by apparating over to www.magicalley.co.uk. There you can shop to your heart's content. That's Magic Alley with an EY at the end. And if you can't get enough Harry Potter canon facts, head on over to the Harry Potter Lexicon website at www.hp-lexicon.org. That's it for this time. Apparating out.